We were just talking about rewards then, rewards points being used for a flight. Now, I've got another rewards story. It's to do with Coles. They've got their rewards program. They're making some changes after some customer feedback about what people want, like instant points and being able to win stuff and blah, blah, blah. But Coles is giving away a bottle of whiskey. And you think, okay. Big deal.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, it's okay.
And then you start thinking to yourself, well, how expensive can whiskey get? How good could this prize possibly be?
Because, you know, $50 gets you a bottle, but then you look in the cabinet
and you see
Uncle Dan's and you see
you've seen like 200-ish, some are pushing the threes, and you start looking and going, is it worth it? Is it the aging process? Is it going to taste like $300 worth when I buy it? Or am I going to be like, damn it, Matthew, you've wasted your money. It's only just as good as the $40 stuff that you normally splurge on. No, they give it away, Coles, only one bottle of a 55-year-old Yamazaki whiskey. That is so rare. The last bottle sold for $1 million. How is whiskey worth $1 million? Well, it's the rarity and I suppose the 55-year aging process. But I think there's like 100 of these bottles worldwide in entirety and there's only 4 in Australia. And you win by getting involved with this vintage cellar wine club rewards thing that Coles is doing. It's also known as the VC Club. Every member of the VC Club who makes a purchase of at least $100, blah, 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 can go into the draw to win a $1 million bottle of whiskey. Man, do you know what? It just could not taste $1 million worth. I don't care how good it is.
Yeah, I got to ask you, if you say you did all, you like your rewards points, you like that, you do all the weight, say you win that.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
You've got to sell it.
You don't drink it?
I'm not in a position to drink it. No, no. If I was a multimillionaire, I am keeping that. But I cannot justify, particularly while I have a reasonably sized mortgage, I cannot justify drinking a $1 million.
I want to try.
Of course, everyone wants to know. Everyone wants to answer the question. It's like, is that worth it? And I just feel like it can't be worth it. $1 million. But I'll tell you what, if I was worth $100 million and I win it, I'm probably keeping it.
If you do win it, let's just say, right, and on air we talk about it, people are going to know your house in Kepnock got it. So
no, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, you wouldn't tell? Oh.
Not openly on the radio, no.
Okay, I'm just offering.
If you had something that was worth $1 million in your home, will you announce it publicly on radio? Because if you did, it's an idiot. Even if you put it in your safe that's been recently purchased.
I was going to say,
from Aldi.
My partner recently purchased a safe on the special buys at Aldi. It's open. It's got nothing in there, so we can put your bottle of whiskey in there to protect it.
When we talked about this story, your partner was able to carry this safe in by himself without the assistance of anyone else. So the only thing anyone would need to do is enter your home and just walk.
Have a bit of muscle.
Just a bit of muscle. Just in your arms there. Just carry it out. Go on.